Watching the news one day this week, it happened on the news that they had a little program, a little segment about how to get ready for school, of how to get ready for back to school shopping and all, of how to go look for the right deals and this, that, how to go to the outlets, etc. and all, of how to have this recipe for readiness for back to school shopping. Well, in our gospel this weekend, the Lord Jesus presents a recipe for readiness. He gives it to us that we can lay hold of his offer, that we not be afraid. He is not simply saying, be not afraid. He is explaining how we can battle fear for being ready. That frequently Christians today are uncertain about what is necessary in order to be ready to meet God. Many also make light of the day of judgment, considering it all but certain that most of humanity will be saved. But Jesus does not adopt this position. In fact, he teaches the opposite. He is consistently warns of the need to be ready for our judgment. Jesus doesn't counsel a foolish fearlessness rooted in deception, that all or even most will be saved. Rather, he counsels a fearlessness based on solid preparation for the day of judgment. That Jesus tells us to do at least four things in order to be ready and therefore not be afraid. That if we do not make these sort of preparations, Jesus warns that he will come when we least expect and take all that we wrongly call our own. That Jesus says elsewhere, but watch yourselves lest your hearts be weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and cares of this life, and that day come upon you suddenly like a trap. That the apostles themselves in teaching later says this of the unprepared, that disaster will follow them as suddenly as a pregnant woman's labor pangs begin, and there will be no escape. That thus, while Jesus begins by saying we ought not to fear, for the Father wants to grant us his kingdom, he also warns that being free of fear is contingent upon embracing and following a plan that he sets for our lives. So let's look at this plan. See how we can forsake fear by becoming and remaining ready. That Jesus gives us four specific things to do that will help us be ready for the time when the Lord calls us. It's not an exhaustive list, for no single passage of Scripture is the whole of Scripture. But these are some very practical and specific things to reflect on and do. So first, ready yourself for work. That the Lord says, gird your loins, which is an ancient equivalent of roll up your sleeves. Now, gird your loins, because they wore long robes, and so it wasn't easy to take those long steps to do manual work. So they'd have to wrap those robes up about themselves to be able to do that work. The Lord has work for us to do. He wants us to get to it. That surely the Lord has more than a worldly career in mind. He has in mind things like growing in holiness, pursuing justice, and raising children in godly fear. That the Lord wants us to work in his kingdom. We must commit to prayer, Sunday worship, reception of the sacraments, obedience and holiness. That the Lord has particular work for each of us based on our own gifts, on our own talents that he has given us. Some are good teachers. Others work well with senior citizens. Still others are good entrepreneurs and can provide employment for others at a just wage. Some are skilled at medicine and the care of the sick. Others are called to the priesthood and religious life. That some are called to suffer and to offer that suffering for the salvation of souls. And so work with what the Lord gave you to advance the kingdom. Part of being ready means doing your work. Second, read the word. The Lord says, light your lamps. That on one level, the phrase light your lamps is simply a symbol of readiness. But in another sense, a lamp is also the symbol for Scripture. That, for example, your word, O Lord, is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path, as the Psalms tells us. And so here we can understand that the Lord is teaching us that an essential part of being ready is being rooted, being immersed in scriptures, in the teachings of the church. And that makes sense, of course, that there is just too much stinking thinking in this increasingly secular world, a world hostile to the faith. That how can we think that our mind is going to be anything but solid if we're not reading scripture every day? That how will our minds be sober and clear if we're inebriated by this world? That clearly being ready means reading scripture each and every day and basing our life on it, rooting our lives in our faith, in our Catholic tradition. Third, remain watchful. The Lord says, be like servants who await their master's return from a wedding, ready and open to open immediately when he comes and knocks. The Lord, the master, will be like a thief coming. There are different ways to watch him wait. There's the passive watching him waiting that we may do, like waiting for a bus, that we just sit there and look down the street wondering when the bus has come. If you're in Italy, you're wondering if the bus is ever going to come. But there's another kind of waiting that's more active, that you can consider the watchfulness of a good waiter, okay, a really good waiter, that he's actively waiting, watching. He observes what is needed now, notes what will be needed soon, anticipating the needs of you there at table, getting you that refill before you even have to ask, that he's actively watching and waiting, moving to supply what is or will be necessary. And then there's also an eager sort of waiting, intended here much like that of a child on Christmas Eve. That a child does not wait in dread of the coming of Santa Claus, but in eager expectation. And so it is that watchful and eager waiting are what the Lord has in mind here. That it's like the act of waiting we do when we're invited a guest to our home. That we know his arrival is imminent. And so we joyfully prepare and place all in order. To set our houses in order is to sweep clean our soul of sin and all unrighteousness by God's grace. And to remove all the clutter of worldliness from our lives. The regular confession, daily repentance, simplifying our lives, freeing ourselves from worldly attachments, declutters the house of our soul. Have you prepared the home of your soul for the Lord's arrival? If not, the Lord says that you may experience him as you would a thief. Now, the Lord's not really a thief, for everything belongs to him. But if we have not renounced our own worldliness, our own greed, we have not rid ourselves of attachments to the world. And then the Lord will come and take back what is his. He will seem like a thief because we wrongly think that it is all ours, when in reality it is all his. But it's never good to call God, the Lord and owner of all, a thief. Bad move. Fourth, reflect on your reward. The Lord went and said, blessed are those servants whom the Lord finds vigilant on his arrival. Amen, I say to you, he will gird himself, have them recline at table, and proceed to wait on them. That the Lord is clear that he has a reward for those who are found ready. This is prefigured in the Eucharist, that foretaste of heaven, in which the Lord prepares a meal and feeds us with him the very self. The Lord says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in, eat with him, and he with me. And again, in I confer a kingdom on you, just as my Father has conferred one on me, that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom. The food is so quickly bought and scarfed down in today's world, having the fast food world that we live in. But in the ancient world, one of the most pleasant things you could do was to anticipate a long, hearty meal, to enjoy the company of your friends and family at that meal, to to have a meal for like 3 or 4 hours was the idea. To be able to truly relax, enjoying that moment, being in that moment, not looking forward to the future, not worrying about the future. That the Lord offers us the magnificent blessing of heaven, where we will be with Him and those whom we love forever in unspeakable joy and peace. Do we meditate on heaven and long for its rewards? One of the stranger aspects of the modern world, even at times among believers, is there's so little talk of heaven. And while it's not a place that any of us have been, and so it's hard to fully understand what it's like, we should reflect often on the joy that awaits us there, of having that beatific vision, seeing God face to face. The part of being ready to go home to the Lord is to long for that day to come, to look forward to it, that when we want to do something, we prepare eagerly for it. We're motivated. We make sacrifices for it. We will naturally do whatever is necessary. And so let's take these 4 lessons to heart, to constitute, to get ready, to follow this recipe for readiness, to set our houses in order, to prepare for the coming of our Lord, that we may be those servants waiting and ready for His arrival from the wedding. That He can take us up to wait upon us in heaven at that heavenly banquet. That we get to foretaste now in the Blessed Sacrament, in Holy Communion.